The turbo lift had just lowered him and 114D to the casino level when he asked the droid whether it had noticed anything telling about the winner's lineup.
I find it curious that they are all, shall I say, munoid bipeds of roughly the same physical construction and almost identical in height. 1.8 meters, to be precise.
114D looked at Plagueis.
Is it possible they are the same being?
Plagueis smiled in satisfaction. Perhaps a Claudite?
I was about to suggest as much. However, it is my understanding that the Zolan reptomammalian shapeshifters are only rarely successful at perpetuating species camouflage for more than a brief time without experiencing intense discomfort. What's more, the lineup featured a Claudite.
What if it was a being taking the form of a Claudite? 114D gave a kind of start.
A Shiido, Magister. The candidate Venomous was monitoring is a skin shifter.
Little was known about the reclusive telepathic species from Lauman, save that they were capable of imitating a wide variety of sentient species. The most gifted were said to be able to mimic trees or even rocks. A powerful female Shiido named Belaya Darzu had been a Sith Lord in the pre-Bane era, creating armies of techno-beasts she controlled using dark side energy.
That would explain the negative blood test results.
Plagueis nodded. I suspect that this forceful Shiido has learned how to alter his blood. Or perhaps he merely clouded the mind of the analyst, compelling him to ignore the midichlorian count findings. They had just stepped down into the gaming area when one of the Bothans hurried forward. Magister Damask, I've just received word that the Kubaz is leaving. Did the Kubaz ask to have his winnings transferred to an account? The Bothan shook his head. He preferred a credit chit. Many winners do, hoping to protect their privacy. Plagueis thanked him and swung to the droid. Hurry, 4D, before he gets too much of a lead on us. They headed out into the glittering Ecumenopolis, where cloud scrapers and monads towered above them. Pedestrian walkways were jammed with beings from up and down the Perlemian trade route, and the sky was crowded with traffic. And almost everywhere they looked, they saw the name Santhi above the doorways to buildings, in advertisements that ran on giant wall screens, emblazoned on the sides of airspeeders and ships. The prominent family all but owned Liana and had, for the past 30 years, wrested a controlling interest in one of Liana's principal enterprises, Sinar Technologies, representatives from which had been guests at the recent gathering on Sojourn. Maintaining a reasonable distance, Plagueis and 114D trailed the Kubaz from walkway to busy walkway, then across one of the ornate bridges that spanned the Lona Kranith River into Liana's sister city, Lola Kurich. Past the headquarters of the Allied Tian Historical Society, Frondi's airspeeders, a cantina called Thorup Nor. All the while, the Kubaz had been glancing over his shoulder and was now increasing his pace as he neared the entrance to a pedestrian tunnel.
The Shiido behaves as if he is aware of being followed,
114D said, photoreceptors fixed on their quarry. He'll attempt to lose us in the tunnel. We'd do better to wait for him to exit. Plagueis stopped to take a look around. This way, 4D. Hurrying through buildings undercut by the tunnel, they emerged just where the pedestrian bypass debouched into a public square fronted by restaurants and boutique shops. 114D sharpened his optical receptors and trained them on the mouth of the tunnel.
Based on the rate of speed at which the Shiido was walking when he entered the tunnel, he should have exited by now.
And indeed he has, Plagueis said. Direct your attention to the hefty Ascagian who is passing by the Erodium Spoon. The droid's photoreceptors rotated slightly.
The Shiido skin shifted inside the tunnel.
I suspected he might.
Would that I had a tool comparable to the Force, Magister.